water.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Yeah.
His album titled 10 is Armed Forces. You see, go down to tile 26. Oh, there it is, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. By the way, I have a paper version of the Internal Revenue Code right here, folks, okay? Same thing, on paper. Yes, this is tons of minutia, tiny little fonts, okay? On this tissue-thin paper, look at that. But it's all online now, easier for you to see and follow, okay? So, let's go here now. You can look it up online for yourself, just like me. Everything I'm going to do, you can do it yourself. Type it on your browser, 26 space, USC space, 1 space, uscode.house.gov, okay? If you do that, the very first thing comes up right here you see is 26 USC Section 1 tax imposed. So what does that mean? That means because there are 54 categories of federal law, the United States Code. That's what this page I showed you right here, it shows you. You see there's 54 of these categories of law. 54 is National Park Service, okay? So when you type it on your search engine on your computer, 26, you're looking for category 26, the Internal Revenue Code of U.S. Code. It stands for United States Code. You see on top of this page, that is the federal laws, okay? So you USC, and then you put section 1. But if you put after that space, uscode.house.gov, that gives you this official version of the law, which I'm going to go to right now. Click on that first thing, and boom, it takes you right to this page. The tax imposed on who, okay? Well, there's hereby imposed on the taxable income of every married individual. Okay, they're talking about individual. You're thinking, oh, I'm an individual. Well, yeah, you are. But are you the individual that the tax law is speaking about? Maybe not. Wait and see. See, talk about, hereby married individual. It's about, head of household, all these people here, okay? Here we come. Again, the word individual here, okay? Unmarried individuals. That word individual is very key. Don't take that lightly. Married individuals, okay? So, and we got unmarried individuals, single, right? Let's go a little bit farther and into the U.S., to the Code of Federal Regulations, okay? The Code of Federal Regulations is the official interpretation of the statutes of Congress by the federal executive branch. Here it is. We're going to go here to the regulations on the income tax written by the United States Treasury Department, okay? Determination of tax liability on tax on individuals. See, this is from Title 20, this is 26 CFR, Code of Regulations. See, United States Treasury is putting this out for everybody to read. Let's go back to read further. What does it say about this income tax on individuals? A, general rule. Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual. See that term? Every individual, right? Who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Oh, you think that's you? Wait. I don't think it's you. Watch. Okay. What is this United States? We got to know what the United States is. You assume it's anybody who's a citizen or resident of the 50 states. Is that what that means? No, it's not. I'll show you right here. Again, we're going to go to uscode.house.gov. Here from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. What is that? Here we go again, folks. That is from the Federal Tax Law Book online. I'm giving you this answer. So here we have a chapter called Chapter 79 Definitions. See, everything is specifically defined in detail. And they say in this section 7,701, used in this title. What title? Again, folks, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, right? So in the Internal Revenue Code, in the whole title, they define all kind of things like person, you know, corporation, all kind of words that do not need any definition, foreign, right? But they want to define it specifically. They got the terms United States and state. Well, let's look at the word states. Has a funny definition. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. District of Columbia is not even a state. It's not California, New York, Florida, or Texas. But we're here. It's the District of Columbia. And the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Wow. So the term United States includes only District of Columbia and the District of Columbia again. So the term United States means what? Means only the District of Columbia. That's right. That's what a U.S. citizen is. He's a citizen of the District of Columbia. Shocker. I know. I was shocked too when I first came across it. But here it is, folks. I couldn't ignore my eyes. It says it right there. So we have to follow the law on a government's official legal websites. We'll continue on this journey further. You're going to like this, folks, okay? So Library of Congress, and look up this Supreme Court case called Hooven versus Allison Company versus Yvonne, Tax Commissioner of Ohio, which is a 1945 case. This case gives us some interesting observations about the term United States. You see, the term United States does not always mean the 50 states. And you see, the Supreme Court tells us that right here. It tells us in this case on page, what page do you have it? On page 671. Okay, very enlightening thing. The term United States may be used in any one of several senses. Yeah. Oh, really? Several senses. Well, one, it may be merely the name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the family of nations. For example, compared to Japan, China, Russia, France, Germany, you know, United States means that. You know, that's the most common thing that people think about. All of us, the 50 states combined, as opposed to other countries. That's what they're referring to. But number two definition is what you just read. Look at this. The term United States, right, may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. Yep. See, that's the one definition that they're referring to in what you just read, which is the District of Columbia. And it could in occasions be Guam, Puerto Rico, you know, America, Samoa, other territories in the United States, those little pieces of land that are not states. They are part of the federal government land. Okay? Now, there's a third one, by the way, that you think about too usually. Or the United States may be the collective name of the states which are united by and of the Constitution. That's right. Like the 50 states. You think about it again, California, New York, Texas, Florida, and all the other states of the Union. It may be referring to that. The second one is one they're talking about here. The territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends, okay? And that is right here, folks. On the right, you see the whole 50 states. And on the right side, you see tiny little District of Columbia. On the left is zooming on the 10-mile square District of Columbia, which is the seat of the federal government. That's the federal government's king, okay? It's not part of any state whatsoever. It's part of the federal government. Now, Supreme Court, the United States, will help us in understanding these definitions. Because I know you're thinking, Pema, are you kidding me? Of course, the language in that is not exclusive. People say, Pema, look at this. Here we have the term United States obviously includes the 50 states. Of course. It doesn't include only District of Columbia. It includes obviously 50 states. Well, I'm going to tell you, show you why not. Because in this case, the Supreme Court called Stenberg versus Carhart, which is a 2,000-year Supreme Court case. Here we are, folks. The court says this. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the ones we saw, very, very explicit definitions, right? We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. That's right, folks. The ordinary meaning of the definition is out the window. What you might think about the United States being 50 states is out of the window. Okay, we got to go by that definition that the statute gives us. And it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, like you saw these different definitions of statutes and laws, excludes unstated meanings of that term. It's not there. Unstated meanings of that term are not there. 50 states are not there. California, Florida, New York, Texas are not there. Okay? You got to go by this definition. So when you see right here, you know, the term United States does not mean the 50 states. It's not there. And only means the District of Columbia. Yep. So the individual they're talking about is the person who is a citizen resident of District of Columbia. That person is the individual who they pose sexual voted for the income tax on. Yeah. Not those of you in the 50 states. Yep. And to go one step further by Supreme Court, here's the case of Gould versus Gould, a unanimous Supreme Court tax case. 9-0, all Supreme Court justices agreed in 1917. And what this court case held was a central holding conclusion of this case was this. In the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So again, in understanding of laws, imposing taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions by implication. Do not extend the provision of tax laws by implication, okay, beyond the clear import of the language used or to enlarge their operations so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. You see, there is no taxing by implication, okay? Okay, if it's not there, it is not there. If it's not specifically pointed out, it's not there. Again, the term United States is not listed here. The 50 states, I'm sorry, in here, in definition United States, in section 771 of the code. It's simply not there. Therefore, you gotta assume it's there. And Supreme Court gives you this one final warning. Okay. In case of doubt, if you're not sure, folks, yeah, maybe the other way, Piedmont. I'm not quite sold on this. Well, the Supreme Court tells us that they, meaning the tax laws, are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Folks, not strongly, most strongly against the government. Any doubt goes against the government's being taxed you and in favor of the U.S. citizen not being taxed. Close, shut, case, right? So again, remember, folks, okay, this is all D.C. This is Washington, D.C. This is the on the left side. This is the United States that the federal tax law applies to, not the one on the right, the 50 states united at D.C., okay? Now, how and why did they do this? Well, it's a long story, but I'll give you a little bit about that, how that works. The reason they did it this way, they had to do it this way, is because of this. The United States Constitution, which you can find, at constitution.congress.gov, okay? That's the official government website about the Constitution of the United States. Under Article 1, Section 1, you go down to Section 8, okay? You go down on this thing quite a bit. And under Section 8, which is all the powers given to the federal government, you'll see here Section 8, there it is, okay? And it tells us something important about it right here. The federal government has power to exercise exclusive legislation, exclusive lawmaking, that is, in all cases whatsoever, over such districts not exceeding 10 miles squares, which later on became the District of Columbia. At the time they wrote it, there was no such thing as a District of Columbia. They had to create it. Okay? And so as may be by secession of particular states and acceptance of the Congress, that means states giving up some land and agreeing by Congress to become the seat of the government of the United States. Okay? And also to exercise like authority, that means exclusive authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the states in which the same shall be. In other words, all land that the states give up to the federal government, the federal government will have the complete authority to do that. Of course, the purpose of it was to erect forts, magazines, arsenals, dock yards, and other useful buildings for the protection of America from foreigners. When we revolted, became a country separate from England, they came together, the Union of 13 at the time, mainly not want to protect states from the foreigners out there, England, and other foreign threats. That and some common needs of the states was they created the federal government. Okay? They don't teach this to us in high school for folks today. Yes, now you need to know about it. So let's go now to the United States, you see here. What I keep telling you, that means in the tax laws only District of Columbia. Let's go back to the Code of Federal Regulations I showed you earlier, right? Interpreting Section 1 of the Code, right? Not only a taxpayer citizen or resident of the United States, but it also said, and to the extent provided by Section 831B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. What is that? A non-resident alien individual, who is that guy? We'll have to look it up. We have to see what a non-resident alien individual is. It's not hard, okay? It's easy, you'll see. Okay, wait. Look, here it is again, Section 7701 of the Code, okay, the definition section, right, of the Internal Revenue Code. They define 826, trade or business. The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. What? Does that include a private business owner, construction guy, a computer guy, a printer, someone sells some apples, farmer, only performance on the functions of a public office? That's crazy. But guess what? That is what trader business means. Of course, it's not a trader business in England, Japan, or Egypt, or Florida, or Texas. It means the United States, which is the District of Columbia public office, right? Federal workers, right? You do a federal function like federal worker, you are involved in the trader business. You can define it any way they want. Remember, we got to go by that. That's the Supreme Court ordered us, right? With that understanding, let's go over one more definition, and that is, again, 771, okay, the definition of resident alien and non-resident alien, okay? One, for the purposes of this title, okay, Title 26, notice they define resident alien, okay? An alien individual shall be treated as a resident of the United States, okay? Okay, with respect to such calendar, if it meets such requirements, that's fine. See, there is a such thing as a resident alien. Let's go down to see what is a non-resident alien. That is a simple definition. Individual is a non-resident alien if such individual is neither a citizen of the United States, which is neither a citizen of the District of Columbia, nor a resident of the United States, nor a resident of the District of Columbia. Wow! You see? If you're not either a citizen or resident, of the United States. That means you don't live in D.C. or you're not a citizen of D.C. So let's see. I'm in Florida. I'm not a citizen of D.C. and I don't reside in D.C. Oh, I guess that makes me a non-resident alien as much as someone from Japan, Egypt, France, or California or Texas. We're all non-resident aliens with respect to District of Columbia in the law. See, deception, folks, is the key. They use deception to enslave you. All the lies you've seen, the media does, number one thing they use is deception. You see it exposed right before your eyes. Okay? So with that understanding now, let's go look at these sections 871. Okay, that they, and 877 they're talking about. One of them is enough because the other one's really not relevant. 871 is really the main one. The other one's really off the topic. Okay? 871 is a tax on non-resident alien individuals. Okay? Well, here it is. And here that tells us, let's go to B of 871. Income tax. Income connected with the United States business graduated rate of tax. Here it is, imposition of tax. A non-resident alien individual, that may be you or me, right? Because all of us are, you're in the 50 states, we are non-resident with respect to Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. Engaged in a trader business. Performing function of public office, you see? Engage in performance of federal public office within the United States, within the District of Columbia. See? If you do federal government work within Washington, D.C. during the taxable year, shall be provided as provided in Section 1, 455 of his taxable income, which is effectively connected with the conduct of the trader business within the United States. Within D.C. again. See, it's all trader business to a federal government within D.C., right? Which is anything that's just effectively connected with conduct of a federal government work within D.C. And you see, Section 1 of the code, remember? We read that, Section 1 of the code, which involves the tax. This, right? There it is, folks. That is individuals here. Yep, that's who the tax imposed, Section 1. Those are the non-resident individuals that they talk about. Here's the individual. Yep. That's why in instructions on a 1040 book, what do they tell you? They tell you these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, right? Regardless of where they live. And resident aliens. That's right. See, aliens have a little different thing, by the way. They're not a resident alien. They follow a 1040 NR. Yes. So if you're, you're a U.S. citizen, file a 1040 regular. So now we got that covered, folks. It's very simple, folks. Here it is. Let's come back to it. This form, the 1040 U.S. individual income tax return, is not for you. It's for someone from the District of Columbia, because that is what they're talking about right here. United States is the District of Columbia. The taxes imposed on someone who is from a... So this should be really renamed District of Columbia in the Individual Income Tax Return, but they didn't bother to tell you that. It deceived you into believing, assuming that well, I'm one of the 50 state citizens, I'm a United States citizen, therefore I got to pay the tax. Yes, me and you, we are U.S. citizens for nationality and citizenship purposes, but not for income tax purposes, not for the purposes of the Internal Revenue Code. In fact, I'm going to show you one more code section to drive this point home. I'm going to look it up with you just right now. Use this section 4612, okay? You do it with me, folks. It's so amazing. All you're going to do is type in 26 space USC space 4612, right? And it'll come up. You see the law. The first one is the tax on oil, okay? Second one comes up, okay? No, not that one. One day. Let's see. Okay. Okay, here we go. Well, that's it. I'm going to go to unofficial source right now, Corner Law right now. They all work just the same, but you'd be amazed. Look at this. 26 Code, Section 462, Definition of Special Rules, right? Here it is for the purposes of this subchapter, right? The subchapter is about petroleum, right? And about crude oil, domestic crude oil, petroleum product. Here, the United States has a very unique definition. I'm going to make it easy for you to read. Look at that. The term United States means the 50 states. Wow! The 50 states is actually listed in there. 50 states. They did not forget Section 7701. Here's a list of 50 states and a D.C. and a bunch of U.S. territories and the continental shelf and even foreign trade zones. See? So these definitions all matter. The 50 states are not there. Taxes are not on you. You don't have to file income tax unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. or you are a federal worker performing functions of public office. So with that, folks, know this. It was not an accident that you came across this presentation. You were meant to live free. You were meant to discover the truth from U.S. government's official legal websites so you can free yourself and no longer support the swamp. So now it's your turn to continue your journey forward. Go to Freedom Law School's website, folks, okay, at livefreenow.org, okay, and you can restore freedom now, never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely, and it can be guaranteed if that is what you want. Take the 7 steps to free yourself, a virus, fear, deception, robbery, and slavery, and live free with our 100% protection. If you choose or it could be on your own. So I just gave you a quick overview of step one, arm yourself with the law, okay? Based on U.S. government's official legal websites, okay? You can go on now to step two and recognize that you need to stop filing income tax forms. That signing a 10-year income tax confession trap form puts the IRS noose around your neck and empowers the IRS to audit you, empty your bank account, steal your own property, and put you in prison. Yes, folks, this cartoon is really true. You did it yourself. You stop signing and mailing in the files, 1040 confession trap forms around your neck. Next step three, you've got to realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. Folks, the cartoon here says it all. Click on the cartoon, go inside, read more about it. They have been bluffing you and deceiving you. Step four, take courage from all trees. Again, folks, I'm not filing income tax at all since 1993. Not even $1 paid these crooks and criminals. I do not support the swamp. I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. Income tax is one of the plans and goals of the Communist Manifesto. Right? I don't support that. And you don't have to eat them, my friends, okay? Beating them. They are not the powerful thing they pretend to be. Click on a cartoon that tells it to you right there for more information. And step five, folks, is simple. Just write your lawmakers about the law, right? Write that your Congress members file income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income tax. Very simple, folks. Pay it if the lawmakers can show you the law. Otherwise, now you are able to lawfully and safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Yep. Click on the cartoon. Don't have to pay tribute to the beast anymore. And step six, folks, now, if you don't want to be alone, have some support and work together to restore freedom. There it is, folks. Step six is for you. Step five is for free. Here, you might want to get something, give something to get something back. Peace of mind by joining the Restore Freedom Plan. This plan is a free America, folks. Your family, yourself, with peace of mind, lawfully stop filing and paying tax with our Restore Freedom Plan. Our Freedom Mosque will keep you from levying your money with our 100% protection when you are a member. How? By not paying income taxes that you never owed in the first place. And you can drain the swamp or the deep state enemies of you. And now, together we can restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America. Just like the founding fathers did right here. They put their lives, their property, the sacred honor of commitment all on the line for freedom, and you are like them. Yes, you are the founding father material, folks. Because you watched this video, you got that in your heart. So let's go forward and do it, folks, like the founding fathers. And now you all need to become Paul Revere's, folks. Yes, step seven is to spread the word. And here's your opportunity, folks, to get paid for being a Paul Revere. For each American, you get free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. All you got to do, folks, is share this information with your friends, family members, and co-workers. And look at this, folks. That's you, Paul Revere's. Join Restore Freedom Plan. Tell others to join. And we can free the American people, secure and bless our families in America, because the law is on our side, folks. So with that, folks, now it's your turn. Take this step forward. Continue to go through a seven step on our website, livefreenow.org or restorefreedoms.org. And let's have you live a free, prosperous life with peace of mind. And together, secure freedoms, peace of mind, and prosperity, and joy for families in America as well. Okay, 39 minutes. Anything there, you realize that? Yep, that's right. Yep, okay, guys. I'm going to do a short version of this, but I'm going to cut a bunch of stuff out because it's just going to make it too long if I have everything on there. So by making it shorter, it's going to be easier for everybody to, people do not listen to long videos. They just don't. That's people for you, okay? They will not watch long videos like you did. So what I do is I make a short video, something between maybe 5 to 10 minutes that people will actually watch. Then in the shorter video at the end, I encourage people to watch the complete video, the one you just saw, which was almost 40 minutes long, for more detailed, full explanation of things. So that means that in a short video, I will not talk about the treater business issue, the non-resident alien issue. I cannot talk about that either, because there's simply not enough time. It's going to make it too long. And make mention of our website also very, very short. So the only thing I got to do is put section 4612 on there on U.S. government's official website. Okay. Which you can do just like me. 26 U.S. space USC 4612 space house.gov. Yeah. So that's the one that I did not have up earlier, but I'm going to put that up also. See? Okay. There it is. And I'll have that up. That's going to give people a nice last ending. Now, what I got to do is make sure that every page is where it should be. Sometimes I move these pages. Make sure they're good. I'm going to go over your questions. Well, maybe let's do questions first. All right. Let's get your questions first, folks. Then I'll do a short video afterwards for those of you who may be interested. But remember, by the way, Restore Fear Rally is the place you want to be, my friends. Let me put it on the screen for you. Yes. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida, January 20th to 23rd. On our website at livefreenow.org, just go there, click on that on the front page. It takes you to the place right here. Yep. If you're Orlando, folks, if you cannot make it, that's fine. You can watch it online. We're going to put that on there on the front, by the way, up on page. Attend live. You got to put there, guys, or online. We forget about that. Computers don't work now. So please put it right away. Okay? I'll write up that thing. Okay? You put it on there. Ask me later. I'll tell you. Okay? You can come in person or online streaming, folks. I don't know, many we may not make it out there, but online streaming, okay? So Peter is not confirmed to come. He may not be able to come, looks like. He's not. He's tentative. That's why we have not taken him off, but we'll let you know later this week if he can come. But Dale Bigtree is confirmed. Dr. Judy Mikovits, Chef Richard Mack, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dan Fisher, folks, Dr. Rashi Buttar. These guys, you see, they're all going to be some of the best people that you heard about or you have not heard about and you want to and need to hear about, folks. And more speakers going to be added, folks. Yes, we have one or two more speakers added also will be there, folks. And it's Friday night all the way through Monday afternoon, okay? So the Restore Freedom Class Monday will be the peak of the event, Monday. And it's the one that's free. Okay, it's free for young people, folks, under 12 and under. 13 or 18 is only $10 to register them. That's right. Bring your children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces. Folks, I'm telling you, the future of America is on the line. Don't come by yourself. Bring a youngster with you in their 20s, in their teens, okay? Yes. So go there. You see all details are there. Now, look, seeing you all in person. Let's now go to your questions. We got four people from area code 714, area code 407, 941, and 425. So, folks, because there's all of you waiting, let's make sure that we get everybody's question timely. I can hear myself for some reason, by the way. So give me your first name and how did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please. Let's start with the call from area code 714.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm Laura.
Okay.
My name's Laura, and I'm from Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, I know. I used to live in Tustin, down the street from you.
Say that again?
I used to live in Tustin in Orange County, nearby you, in Huntington Beach.
Oh.
So I know exactly where you at.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Well, when I started getting some more serious IRS issues this last year, I started to look at what my options were, and the ones they were giving me didn't seem very good. And so I started to look at alternative options. I've been a part of the truth movement here for several years and learning about how to be a, you know, just be more sovereign in my own day, in my own life. And so that that has led me to outside the box thinking and understanding that a lot of the stuff we've been taught just really hasn't been what's real. And so they'll let you pay if you want to. And I figured that out. So I've been trying to figure out how to untangle myself from this web.
Very good. I'm so glad you're my kind of gal. So what's on your mind, Laura?
Well, okay. First off, thank you so much. Really appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. And Odyssey is really awesome, by the way. I have been taking screenshots on Odyssey of this entire mm-hmm. presentation that you did and then just like labeling the screenshots so that I could use that for my own backup later. So just as a suggestion, it's really awesome on
mm-hmm.
Odyssey.
Thank you. Any more suggestions, call our office and give out videographers. They pay your tips. It's very much appreciated. We appreciate your love and support. Don't ever be shy.
Oh,
we're
cool.
always interested in your good input. Yes. What else, Laura? What would you like
well,
to know?
You.
What's
well,
your question?
Okay. Well, I have a main question about my taxes, but I did have one question about one of the things you were saying tonight, which was when you had the screen up with the definitions of the United States and the state,
mm-hmm.
I was concerned about the S because
mm-hmm.
United States is plural, and when it says it, what the United States is, it says states with an S, but then when it
mm-hmm.
has the next definition of state, it doesn't have the
mm-hmm.
S. And I'm just wondering if I'm picking too closely mm-hmm. or if that's something to pay attention to.
That's an interesting observation I heard from other people before, but it's pretty simple, actually, the answer to that question. Okay, if you go look at that, let's see, section, here we go. We're looking at what she's referring to, folks. Is the United States and state. Well, the term state, okay, she's referring to, so I can hear myself too loud still, includes the District of Columbia, but does not say states, okay? But here's the thing, folks. If the word state is District of Columbia, the word states is more District of Columbia. It's not more France or Germany or Egypt or Texas, or Mexico, or Florida. It is still only multiples of District of Columbia. It's that simple. There's no other definition besides that out there, clearly, because it's obviously right there.
Okay. And then later on, you said, you know, you showed the stuff where it goes in the favor of the citizen. So that, I thought, was like kind of like the redundancy to double-check that as well.
That's hopefully actually a very good point. I'm glad you brought it up. Remember, that's right. In the case of unanimous tax case of Gould versus Gould, when the court said, okay, that it is the established rules. He's well known. Established rule, everything to say. It's not like anything strange or new. Established rule that in case of doubt like you have, your doubt goes construed most strongly against the government having the power to tax, and goes in favor of the citizen, you, Laura, not being taxed. Any other questions?
Okay. Yes, for my personal life problem right now. Okay, so I kind of have a synopsis here so I can get you up to speed on where I'm at.
Sure.
I run a sole proprietor business. I have for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've had really bad accountants. I took over my taxes in 2016 because the IRS came down on me pretty hard and really wanted like all kinds of stuff, and I was behind and et cetera, and I had to meet with an agent at a location. It was super fun. But we set it up, and I got like a monthly payment of like $100 a month because my business and the situation, they were able to say that was as much as I needed to pay. So that's what I did. I have not made a profit on my business since 2019. 2020 and 2021 were kind of like just experienced through loans and debt. And so in 2021, the bottom dropped out and I closed my brick and mortar shop. And I kept my one full-time employee and my one contractor. And we all started kind of remote working and working from home. I was unable to continue my payment plan for the IRS in late 2021. When I tried to resolve this or let them know that I was in a destitute situation, calling them was a nightmare. My ex-husband had done an offer and compromise that year in 2021, and they seemed to be very confused about everything. They had kept passing me on to different people. They kept asking me about a power of attorney that isn't for me. And then when I would try to understand what was left over or what I have to do now that he's offering compromised, no one could really tell me. So eventually I got to a collections agent in June of this year. Before April, basically. I had not filed my 2020 taxes or my 2021 taxes on time. I had done an extension for 2021, and I was late on my extension for 2020 at the time, like back in, I think it was like May of this year. I wasn't really making any money, and I didn't have time to stop and then do my taxes, so I just haven't done it. And I didn't make any money, so, you know, they don't really get anything. They just want to know for, you know, accounting
right.
purposes. So after doing some research and finding out that my taxes are voluntary and that basically everything is insane mm-hmm. and I was just going along with whatever I was, you know, told by all the people who were also scared to not do it, mm-hmm. some things really stuck, and I actually called in about 3 months to find out what I should do because the lady that I spoke to, the collections agent, she had sent me several papers. Three, in fact, that had different amounts on each paper that I owed. One was like $47,000, one was like $59,000, one was like $75,000. And none of the papers were clear on what the heck she was trying to confer. So when I spoke to you, you had suggested that I look into doing a request, a 12153 form. So request for collection uh-huh. due process or equivalent hearing.
Right.
Okay. So basically I wanted them to confirm, I wanted to challenge the tax amount because they're not telling me how much I owe. And I wanted collection alternatives once we figured that out.
Right.
So
right.
that was in June. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And I made a beautiful, you know, I had posted
last year with you.
Huh? This year.
Okay, gotcha.
Just 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I had post-it notes. I made copies. I have everything that I sent them. I know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I got no communications from them for 6 months. And
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden, get this, I start getting mm-hmm. emails on my regular email saying, oh, are you in tax trouble? Blah, blah, blah. And I think that's kind of funny that that's just happening right now. And, of course, I've been listening to you and different things and hearing about all the different, you know, watching the IRS agents and how many they hired and, you know, all these new people who don't understand the tax codes. And then wondering also, you know, I don't have any money, period. You know, I'm really just running hand to mouth right now in order to pay my employee and my contractor and just try to keep my own family, you know, in some kind of good standing. So
I don't know why they would even come after me, to be quite honest. So after this, I thought maybe they saw it and they went, oh, she's nothing, you know. So 6 months go by, I hear nothing. And then I get an email, or not an email, I got those emails, but then I get a letter in the mail from the IRS confirming a change of address, which makes no sense to me because I've lived at this current address for 3.5 years. And that means that I've filed at least one tax return with this address. So I know that they already had this address. So that was strange. Then last week, no, it wasn't last week, I'm sorry. It was the 14th of December. It is a rainy day, okay? And this lady shows up at my house. I couldn't even believe it, okay? She showed up at my door in an anime-style prep school outfit, okay? She's wearing plaid skirt, you know, collared shirt. She's got a mask on covering her mouth and face and a Bellingossia purse. That's what I see when I open the door, is an anime girl holding with a Bellingossia purse, and that's right after all the Bellingossia stuff's going on.
So
I'm sitting here like, what Satan thing just happened at my door here? And she pulls out this like FBI looking like, you know, license thing and shows me that she's an FBI agent. And I'm sitting here thinking of all the things I've learned about how that doesn't give her any rights, how et cetera, you know, she probably thinks it means so much. And I'm just like sitting here thinking like, how much do I have to deal with here? So I had her outside my door talking for 15 minutes in the rain because I did not want to let her in my house. It was against my better judgment to let her in.
Good.
But I was not expecting this. And after a little while, there was a point where I was like, no. I have requested due process and a hearing through the tax appeals court, and I have not received any notifications, paperwork, anything from the IRS except for this change of address.
That's
and
right.
She says, oh, what's that?
No, go ahead. Nothing.
Okay. So she said, she goes, okay, well, that's because they have only accepted your 2013 for appeal. Now, this is 2011 through 2017, and I have that very clearly stated on the first page of this paperwork. So I'm like, okay, well, how could they just take 1 year and not send me any notification but send an agent to my house?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I did let her into my dining room and had her sit down so that I could bring out my paperwork because I realized that this was an opportunity that I did not want to have to, you know, be forced to contact them within a small amount of time, et cetera, and have all that fear and fun stuff that they like to push on you. And so I decided at that point to let her in, which I don't know if that was the right thing to do or not. But in the end, she gave me a summary of taxpayer contact, which she listed off about 6 different items that she wants me to do by the 16th of this month. Mm-hmm. She gave me a new payoff calculator page that is reminiscent to one of the payoff calculator pages that she had sent me before, and the total was completely different, to which I was like, I was just like, I just don't understand how you could possibly ignore my request for an appeal and then come in here with a completely different amount than the other 3 amounts you've already had. And so she explained to me that the reason why one of the big amount, the $75,000, she said the reason why that was so big, even though she sent all of these within the same 3-day period, they're all dated 3 days apart, within 30 days of each other. This one says that she says the reason why that one's $75,000 and this one's only $46,000 is because I didn't pay for my insurance because I don't need insurance. I'm not a sick person and I don't want to pay into something that I'm not using.
Right.
So
right.
So there were all those penalties for that, which I thought were just included in my tax return. According to her, there were these extra penalties that now are not allowed. So now they've been taken off. So there's this whole verbal like mishmash of information that I just, she can't even document on paper.
Laura, can you speed up for everybody else's sake, please? Go ahead. So let's get to end with this. What's your question?
What do I do now? She wants me to file my 2020 tax, my 2021.
Tell her. She's not even supposed to be visiting you. You asked for a collection due process hearing, Laura. You have a right to a hearing with an independent IRS appeals officer from IRS's appeal office. Not this little Valencia gal.
Yeah.
Okay? She has no business whatsoever or right to visit you at all. You can tell her that. Says, I didn't know about it. I got some counsel. You're not even supposed to be visiting me at all, period. I'm in a collection due process hearing. And you guys have no right to say, we just decided to kick out all the years except 2013. They have no such right. That's what hearing's all about.
Yeah.
Just arbitrarily. Well, we just decided to just take everything in your house except your living room couch. Everything else you just gotta take. You just did. That's it. So,
yeah.
You tell you, hey, who's your supervisor? You guys are breaking the law. I'm gonna write my counselor about you guys. Oh, she's gonna get scared. Okay. Not that you will, but to let her know we are breaking the law. You're supposed to, just disregard my hearing request for some years. So that's it. Just ignore her. Okay. What else?
Okay. Okay, so I can just ignore this. I didn't sign anything. There's nothing except for her writing on this page and her stuff.
Right.
So I can just let go of this and await a written response to my written request, correct?
That's right.
Good. I'm so glad. This is ridiculous. It's like someone comes to your house and you're just like, what do you do? That's like the ultimate in intimidation. And then she's trying to tell me that she's trying to secure the money that is rightfully due to the United States government. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. Dude.
Yep.
You need my 20 grand real bad for Ukraine?
Colors, Laura. You're a sweet gal.
Okay, thank you.
I'd love to talk to you. But yeah, you good for right now? You good?
I'm good. I'm going to ignore her and we'll talk later.
Ignore her now. Listen. Listen to the Restore Freedom Rally online. It's pretty cheap. I think that's $59 it is. Yeah. And
I'm getting it. Yeah, I'm doing the live stream for sure.
And listen, Restore Freedom Plan, we changed it. We made a major change. We made it lifetime guarantee. Lifetime. You become a member, that you actually not take even $1 from you. If you need a lawyer, CPA, Freedom Law School pays for it. And even if you were to lose, which we're not, you'll beat them. If you were to lose, guess what? Freedom Law School will reimburse you and make you whole. All you got to do is join the Restore Freedom Plan, folks. So somebody who has a lesser income like you pays a lot less than someone that makes, $500,000 or $5 billion because they got more potential problems or liability that could be taken up by Freedom Law School. You have a lot less. So it's much more affordable for people to join. It could be as low as $2,000 to start. Okay, and you can make payment plans if you need to. So stop filling out those confession forms, Laura. Hope you got that. You don't plan to file.
I did.
Don't hang yourself anymore for 2022, April 15th, right?
Right. No, I'm done with since 2021. I'm not filing any more taxes. I'm done.
Good. So you need to get those petitions to Congress right away. ASAP. So anyhow, I said plenty. Thank you for calling, Laura. Let me take other people's calls. Hang in there. You're welcome. My pleasure, Laura. It was a pleasure to meet you on the phone from my old Orange County, California. You may want to leave that Communist Republic like I did one of these days, come to Florida. If you work out of home, Laura, why have to work out of Orange County? Why don't you live in that cesspool? Come live in Florida, free state of Florida. People like yourself. Well, how come you haven't moved, by the way? If you work out of your home anyway, why not work out something that housing is affordable in a nice, big, beautiful place?
It's a hamster wheel in California. It's hard to get out once you're in. But I'm working on it.
Well,
I am working on getting out of California.
You work out of your home, you say, with one person. Move up the floor. That's what I did.
Kids, and I have an aunt.
What's that?
I have all kinds of things.
Well, call us. We'll help you with that, sweet. I feel for you. I left Orange County to go to High Desert, fueled by Victorville on the way to Vegas, and now northeast of Los Angeles because to afford a beat-up manufactured home on 3 acres of land. We moved up to 2001. And then we moved to Florida. It was far cheaper than up there. And you live on an expensive Huntington Beach, please. You don't realize how good you can have it out there. Because you walk out of your home, you'd be walking anywhere. There's no reason for you to be stuck there. You're not an employee of a high wage paid like Google or Facebook. They paid me $500,000 to work for Google. I cannot leave it. I cannot find a job like that in Florida. You work out of your home. There's no reason for you to starve and pay such a huge amount to build a cricket box in Huntington Beach. You come in Tampa, Clearwater area, I have a much bigger, beautiful place. You'd be amazed with better beaches. The water's warm and clean. Anyhow, I got to go to the other callers. Laura, it's nice to meet you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. My pleasure. Okay, let's go to 407 area code caller. And then 941. And then 425 caller. So, remember, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then, and then your question, please. Your name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Carrie, and I live in Florida. And I heard about you from Dr. Lee Merritt.
Great.
And I have a few specific questions in reference to past filings of 1040s and 401 was taken out pre-tax. And when I want to go and take the money out of the 401, do I still have to file a 1040 on that since it was pre-tax?
No, you don't.
From a 1040 prior.
No,
okay, so
not at all.
Signing a 1040 prior does not make me have to be responsible for that. Okay. Now, what if I end
every
up with
year,
an SPC?
Potentially a separate taxable event. What you did back 2 years ago, 10 years ago, is irrelevant. Every year is a separate issue.
Okay. So if I take out the 401, then I don't have to pay taxes on it if I'm not a, you know, D.C. resident.
That's
or,
right.
Okay.
Or resident.
Yeah, I'm
That's
not a,
right.
I'm not a D.C. resident, and I'm also not a, never been a D.C. employee either. So.
That's right.
Okay. And then what about if I have a the SEC penalty for taking out early withdrawals from the 401? Do I have to pay that 10% SEC since
nope.
that's not actually income?
Nope, because you were deceived into thinking you were a D.C. citizen when you're not. You put this money in there in a D.C. account thinking, oh, I'm a D.C. citizen, but I'm not. So you can take it out because you're really not a D.C. citizen to begin with.
Okay, so the SEC doesn't get their 10% either.
Right.
For early withdrawal. Okay.
SEC, what is SEC, how does SEC get involved? I don't understand. How would SEC get
involved? Well, because it's securities for 401k.
Well, that's SEC never get involved in that at all in the first place.
Any more
than Forest Service would. No.
I thought the 10% penalty was
some big,
due to that.
Some big custodians of retirement accounts, they have this rule where they take out 10% toward whatever taxes you may owe. They do that on their own. No, it has nothing to do with the SEC at all.
Oh, okay. See, I had them send me the money, and I didn't let them take any taxes out of it. So
great.
I just didn't know if I had to file
when?
It.
How much did you take it? When did you take it?
Yeah, I took it last year.
How much?
The whole thing.
10,000, 10 million, how much do you take?
Oh, over 100,000.
Great. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. All right,
so
enjoy
I don't
it.
Have to file on that. Okay.
Not
and
at
then,
all.
All right. So what about your Social Security and Disability Medicare that was taken out of prior paychecks? Do you lose those benefits going forward?
Those monies went down the federal rat hole of waste and corruption and criminality to begin with. There is no such thing as a Social Security savings or retirement
right.
account where your money was put aside for you to be retired. That's a bunch of utter garbage. Lies, again, they said in the media. It goes directly, all that, into the general fund of the federal government to spend on bank bailouts, wars, send your money to Ukraine, all that nonsense. It doesn't affect that at all. They just pretend there is, so yet the slave, the sheeples agreement to be slave because they think, oh, I am contributing to my own retirement account. The more I pay, the more I get out of it. And they got this pretend game going on. That's all it is.
Well, what about when I become eligible to collect on it if they so happen to say, okay, we do have money to send you. Am I able to get that, but then I would still have to file 1040s because it's coming from the government as a payment?
First of all, I'm not a socialist, and I encourage people to not be socialists and do not pay in or take out of a socialist corrupt system. Socialism.
Well, I've already
and
paid
communism,
in for, I already paid.
No,
in
you didn't pay
for
nothing. No, that's not true. I just said that. You did not pay into your own account. You paid into
right,
whatever they spent on war in Iraq, Ukraine, and that's up to you. You can take it out if you want to. I'm giving that. You,
right.
If you want to, so it's not my decision, it's yours. I'm just telling you that in myself,
right.
Amon, as our principal, I used to pay Social Security too. I worked the job. I was in my, you know, late teens and 20s. It took out Social Security and went to general fund of the U.S. government. I stopped it. That money never went toward my retirement at all. Neither is yours. Okay? I recommend people consider just stepping away completely from the communist social system, the community, society tells you what's best for you. The society steals from you, and then the other hand gives you a little bit back. That's the game they're playing.
Okay.
I recommend people don't
okay.
do that. But still, if you want to do that, you can do it anyways. You can get always the minimum amount. I know people haven't worked a day in America. They still get $1,000 a month. Not one day. You get $1,000 a month out of the communist socialist system. That doesn't affect your tax returns. Now, they got this game that if you paid more in the last 2 years, they give you more, maybe $2,000 or $3,000 a month to make it look like what you paid in has a relation with what goes out. That is based upon the last 2 years that you filed before you take out a system. That's what is that game. How old are you, by the way,
well,
if I may ask? Karen, how old are you?
54.
54 or 64?
54.
54, okay.
I would just like to get some of that money back.
I understand you got to get some of that money back. I understand that, you know. I'm just telling you. But I'll tell you what. I'm the kind of person that I believe in God. I believe in that we're here for a purpose. And we are here to experience life and not be afraid. You know, they make us afraid with deception. Okay, and love of truth gives us more. And I believe you have the power to be independent if you choose to. If you want to, if you feel you need to get some of the money back, that's fine. That's your prerogative because I understand they did deceive you. They did rip you off. It's natural and normal for you to want to get some of that money back. I understand that. But anyhow, yeah, you could do that. It's not a problem. If you want to get money back, you can do that.
Would you have to file a 1040, though, if you did get some back?
No.
Okay. And then, so that takes care of the 401 and the Social Security Disability Medicare. Would you still qualify for Medicare, your Medicare benefits, or would you have to buy your own insurance? And if you stop all this?
You can. But if you're a friend of Dr. Lee Merritt, let me caution you. You know the corona jab is a bioweapon, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know it's murdering people. You know you go to most medical doctors, most hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
These experts tell you, get the jab. Be protected. Get the boosters. the tax return file. Would you trust such a system? Would you trust such a corrupt criminal system with your life? Would you want to hand over your life and your health to such a criminal system? So this is not our granddaddy's medical system. This is not the Dr. Welby. I used to see Dr. Welby TV series in the early 70s. You might remember that. You're old enough to remember. This is not that same medical system. It's a corrupt criminal system. Why would you want to go to one of the corrupt system hospitals or doctors? Because when you go there, they'll own you. They take control of you. And it's that you cannot leave because you don't know. You're an idiot American sheeple. We know what's better for you. We're keeping it against your will because you know what's better for you. See, that's my daughter. It's my baby. They wouldn't let the baby go. The doctor told us that in a nice way. That, you know, you are too stupid to take your child. You know, he told him, we don't want the baby to be. We want to take our baby. No. You cannot take your baby back because we know better. We play God. Why would you risk it and put your life in those people's hands? And okay. Victim of the Red Pill Expo, the creature from Jekyll Island author told us at the Red Pill Expo, he got sick, went to the hospital at age 90. In the middle of the night, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, nurse comes in and wants to put something in the saline solution. He says, what's that? What are you doing? I'm giving you medicine. Medicine? I don't know about a medicine. What medicine? Remdesivir. I don't know if I say it right or not.
Yeah.
And he knew that too.
Close enough.
But no, I don't want that. Put it in my chart. I don't want that. He never asked for it. She says, it's your medicine. And he never asked for it. You want to be there in a position that in the middle of the night, you don't get woken up, they kill you? Because he had not woken up. He would have been there, and his saline solution in his body would have been dead. Why would you want to trust that system?
That's a good point.
What I'd like to share with you is this. You want to come to Freedom Valley because you would be in an atmosphere of love and truth, and that's all empowering it is. I'm not afraid of the IRS.
Yeah.
I'm
outside of Orlando.
What's that?
I'm outside Orlando, so I'm not
then
far.
Then you're going to be there. I'll see a person at the Restore Freedom Alley. Let's talk there. Dr. Merritt and I will both be there. Have you registered yet?
I have not yet.
Come on, girl. Now, you're local. My question to you is, how many people carry are going to bring with you?
Not
just yourself.
I can fit in the car.
Children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. Folks, we're going to take America back. If I see a bunch of people, 50, 60, 70 years old, these senior citizens, I turn around and see all these old people in there. I'm the only one with bringing my kids there and grandkids, you know. Like, hey, man, why are we not bringing our children, folks? When you were young, you were 20, 30, we were stupid, we were fools, we were young. Now we're older and older and wiser. But we don't do our part to educate the next generation. I mean, how am I going to get this country back if we don't bring our children to these events? So I love you. I beg of you to consider to see who you can bring with you, okay? And I'll do my best
Sounds
to help
good.
You guys out. Any other questions you got for me quickly before I go to the next callers?
I have one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
The
sure.
Healthcare Marketplace. I was enrolled in Healthcare Marketplace last year. You're required, mm-hmm. so they say, to file a 1040 if
yes.
you've taken benefits and got the subsidies from it.
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
bound to have to do it for 2022.
No, you're not. I would suggest you consider really getting out of this corrupt matrix.
Yeah.
Corrupt matrix of the income tax, and this whole medical system is wonderful doctors that want to save my
right,
life.
Right, but
look,
I've already gotten the subsidies. So
what?
Technically you have to file to adjudicate that, right?
No, just stop. They might at most maybe put a little, $500, $1,000 penalty, maybe come after you. Why? That's what you want to get out of all this socialist games they throw on you. Now, you want the Medicare, you want Social Security, you want that that cheap Obamacare insurance. Hey, file a tax return. Confess your money. Be at the hooky here big and give me some little things, little crumbs. You want to play that game?
I definitely don't want
to
do it going forward.
Yeah.
I definitely won't do it going forward.
All you can do, Carrie,
I just didn't know for 2022 if I had to.
You don't have to file. There's no law requiring to file a 2022 tax return. Period.
Even if I took the marketplace subsidies?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the only thing that was hooking me in, that and the 401 that I cashed in.
Great.
So those are those two things are in the clear then.
Yep. Anything else?
Okay. Nope, that's
it. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go to the next caller from America 941. Patiently waiting.
Thank you.
And then caller from 425. Hang in there. We'll get to you next, my friend. Area code 941. Caller, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. My name is Joe. I heard about you from my brother. He recommended I go to the Freedom Rally that he's going to, which is awesome. I'm probably going to end up doing the live stream. I'm going to be leaving my employer come this February, and I have my 401k, kind of similar situation to the last caller. And, of course, they want to have me do a 20% withholding bullshit and all that. Now, I've called the management company several times, stated that I don't want any tax withheld whatsoever, and they refused to not give me that. They want to withhold the 20%. How can I get around that?
Transfer your money, roll it over into an IRA. And then you can take it out of the IRA without the penalty a lot easier. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, I can give you direction for that and maybe refer you to some other people that can help you do that, roll it over to an individualized IRA. And I give you a lot more choices and freedoms.
Right. So with the management company, which is Principal, if I go through them, they're going to do 20% regardless. There's no form that I could sign with them to release the full amount.
If you want to take it out cash or to your regular bank account, they will take out 20%. Fidelity, Principal, all these mega corporations, your enemies, folks. The big corporations are your enemies. They own the politicians. The big banks, corporations with money, that's who they respond to. They go along with whatever it is. There's the IRS procedure, which is not law, that tells them to withhold 20%. Okay? So, no, you got to transfer it to roll it over into an individual retirement account, and then you can take it out. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, I'll guide you to add more. There's no quick, simple, perfect answer that works every single time with everybody, guaranteed. I wish there was. I'm giving the gist of it, okay? And not every IRA. You don't want to go to Bank of America IRA. That'd be the same as Principal. The big corporations, they just think that IRS procedure is law, but it's not. Okay, they treat it as law, but it's not. You cannot get to those mega corporations, head legal guys say, you're wrong. And the clerk says, I'm just a low-level clerk doing what I'm told to do. Get lost. You talk
so
to a smaller guy, you could talk to the lawyer had the guy say, look, follow the law as written by Congress, not the IRS procedure, which is not law. Okay?
Right. So essentially, if you go with any major corporation's 401k plan through a major management company, you're essentially – you're bound by their contract. Is that the correct understanding?
No. It's not a contract. It's not a contract. They are voluntary.
Right, but they're going to follow the rules and regulations that the IRS gives them and therefore follow that.
No, listen to me. They are voluntary thieves for the IRS. I know it's hard for you to believe, but they are voluntary thieves for the IRS. There's IRS procedure, which is internal documentation for the IRS, guidance by the IRS. But that guidance by the IRS is IRS's opinion, is not law. So the mega corporation lawyer says, we're going to be safe. We will not take any chances. We don't want to get in trouble. So we just go by whatever IRS guidance says, and we'll be safe. That's it. These little peons, like Joe, get out of here, boy. Get out of here. We don't want to waste our time with you. You got to talk to these guys. That's the problem. They add your job. They force you to fill out a W-4 in order to hire you. There is no such law.
Right.
It starts from the top, just at the corner mask stuff. It starts with big corporations telling people to, you know, you want to work at our company? Got to wear a mask. Want to shop at my business? Wear a mask. And mom-and-pop shops require you to come to the store, wear a mask once in a while. But a lot of times not. You see, it's the mega corporations which are the problem. It is not law. IRS guidance, IRS procedure manuals are not law. But they act as if it is law. And you cannot get through to the head of a principal corporation which has, I don't know, 20,000 employees or 100,000 employees or Fidelity, even bigger. But a small little mom and pop IRS custodian, I can get through. I can show them the law. That's the difference. And convince them, look, here it is. Let's have a conversation. Understand the difference?
Yes, I understand the difference. So just to make sure that I understood what you just said, through principle, I'm going to pay that 20%. The best way to go about this is to roll it over into a small IRA account, correct?
Right. It's a small custodian. The company's not a mega corporation. Non-mega corporation IRA custodian. Principal is a custodian of your IRA. Don't go to mega corporation IRA custodians. Roll over with a small-time IRA custodian you can talk to. I know one. You become a Restore Freedom Plan member. One of the benefits you get is that Freedom Law School has resources available to you to refer you to people that do it right. Okay? That's what so I can do that for you. Have you stopped filing 10 for income tax confession trap forms yet?
No, I have not, and I don't plan to.
Why not? How come?
Repeat the question again. The phone broke up.
How come you – when's the last time you filed, and how come you haven't stopped filing yet?
No, the last – I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question. The last time I stopped filing income tax was in 2020.
Okay, good. You stopped filing. Very good. So it's time
correct.
To join Restore Freedom Plan to make sure that all these things, questions, situations come up are handled for you. That's one of the reasons I created the Restore Freedom Plan. People are like, you have specific questions that always are not so easy to answer on just a phone call. You know, I wish I could, everything could be answered on just a quick answer on a call. It's not like that, unfortunately. As part of the plan, you get unlimited consultation and guidance and help. That's right, the help with all this stuff also. The land writings, we can take care of that for you too also, my friend. Okay? Another question?
That was the main question I had. I only had two questions. The second question that I had is, since I'm going to be working from home, I'm going to be self-employed, is for the insurance. I live in Florida. To my understanding, there are no penalties for not having medical insurance, and I don't need to do anything with the IRS. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. All right. And then to go back to the first question, again, because of the situation, the principal, I'm going to be paying 20% regardless, correct?
No, you're not. No, what is rolled over to IRA is nothing taken out, because IRA is another retirement account. From retirement account 401k to another retirement account, IRA, is they don't take nothing out. They know better.
Right.
They will not.
That's what I'm
saying.
You get
fully transferred there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If I don't do that, which I will, of course, because I want to save $2,400. It's a very small 401k. It's only like $12,000, but I don't want to give up $2,400. If I stick with principal, there's no way around it. I get that's 20% right off the bat that I'm losing. Correct?
Right. That's right. You have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put a rollover into IRA. How old are you, by the way, Joe?
I'm 28.
You sound pretty young. I used to sell insurance when I was about your age. What kind of insurance do you sell?
I don't sell insurance. I do sell. I sell cars.
Oh, you sell cars. Okay, very good. All right, my friend. Very good. All right. Well, I might need your help on these days. Whereabouts do you live, by the way?
I'm over here in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, okay. Sarasota. All right. A beautiful place. The best beaches in America are in Sarasota. Okay. Very good. All right, my friend. So you're going to – I'll see you at the Restore Freedom Rally in person. You're local.
Yeah, no, I'm probably going to be going in person with my brother, so I'll definitely see you there with all the other speakers.
And bring your friends and coworkers with you. Because once you sign up for the Restore Freedom Plan, okay, when they join, you get 50% of the first year membership that they pay. So
that's
money in your pocket. Yeah, bring your friends. You're going to make money. Listen, one reason that I created the Restore Freedom Plan is for young people like you, Joe. I was a young, ambitious man like you, and I was not afraid of commission-only jobs. I tried real estate mortgages for 6 months, made zero. I tried to sell life insurance and mutual funds for about 6 years. Didn't make much on that either. Made a little bit, but I didn't give up, and I know you're not. I want to give you an opportunity, young man, to succeed. And I want to give an opportunity like you to succeed promoting freedom. Instead of selling cars, why not sell freedom? Would that be more ethical? People don't think you try to rip them off and charge too much for a car. How about selling freedom? You try to save money every time. Every time you save money off. Our Restore Freedom Plan is made that we always save everybody money. And put money in your pocket by just sharing a few people. So look at that, my friend, at the Restore Freedom Rally. Bring as many people as you can with you. You'd be glad you did. Anything else before I go to the next caller?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. All right, let's go to our next caller from America 425. Okay, what is your first name? I heard about us.
Yes.
And your last name,
Casey.
Please.
Casey, and I seen you on YouTube.
Very good. We're recently on the pass before they banned us last time.
I seen you in the past before they banned you, but now I see some of your videos are back up on there. I was wondering if you were back on YouTube.
Well, you know, you can create different channels, can't you?
Well, they're under Freedom Law School.
Well, the other channel's up. It's up, right? The old one's gone. Yep. So,
okay.
My friend, what can I help you with?
Well, Payman, I've watched a lot of the Freedom Movement's arguments, a lot of your videos, and I looked at the other side, being the IRS's website, and they seem to, you know, they counter all the arguments with the frivolous arguments with multiple cases where they show that, you know, these people, for instance, Winook versus the commissioner, this guy, he argues that his wages are not taxable because he is not in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
That the definition of state is the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
That he hasn't sold any alcohol, tobacco, or firearms. So he goes through all the arguments, and then they clean him out, give him several $1,000 fines for using the frivolous argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, as a person who is not part of Freedom Law School and is simply just an employee, his employer sends what he made to the federal government that by stopping filing, essentially you're hanging everything on the hopes that they just don't find you. Because when they do, you are not going to have any argument in court to battle it, and you're going to be paying what they claim you owe them, interest on that, penalties, and also potentially some jail prison time. Because I'm wondering if they don't look at the way they kind of make it sound in there, is that the judge or whoever kind of cited against him, saying you just didn't do enough research, you were led astray, and you should have known better. And so therefore, even contacting your congressman is not going to be enough to guarantee that you're not going to have to serve time. Am I missing something?
Yes, you are. First of all, you brought up go to jail prison part. You ain't going to go to prison, period. Those cases you read were, those people didn't argue, they were not criminal cases. The guy went to jail by arguing about Washington, D.C. But listen, they did not argue what I argue. See, back then, when he had law books like this, it was not easy to go find the law you're looking for in these books. I went to a law library and found stuff out. You have to find the exact same page, find the exact law, copy it to take it home. You have to just borrow the whole book and then highlight it, read it next to the law refers to, go read the next law, look it up in the other book, another book, another book, copy, to try to put something together. And we put it home. I couldn't just put it away. I had to actually put it in a folder and on the cover write a summary of what that whole thing means, that page that I got, and then other ones and other ones. To give it to you, I had to copy that. It was so cumbersome. I used to spend hours in a law library. Now, with thanks to internet, you just write that, sign everything online. It's a revolution. That's why everything I do at Freedom Law School is based on what? Government's official legal websites. That did not exist. Okay, when these cases came up in 1980s, 90s, and early 2000 years, okay? But now, based on U.S. government's official legal websites. So, when you rely on that, you go step five. I'm going to show you, okay, step five. You write petitions to your lawmakers, okay? And these petitions, I'm going to show you, have the law quoted and attached. Here's one on individual income taxes. I'm going to bring up momentarily for you, okay? Here is one for
okay,
a person like you.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the petitions. I've read them.
Well, number one, you're not going to go to prison because this petition is quote the law verbatim. Here it is.
Yes.
From government's official legal websites. Okay. Individuals are identified, like I've shown you tonight, another one, and attached. You think the government lawyer is dumb enough want to put you before the jury and have these laws. There it is. But I just covered up tonight. In front of the jury? Heck no. They ain't stupid. In the past, they got away because the judge kept the law from the jury because you did not make a record of the law you relied upon. The judge would say, well, what do you say? You talk about the jury all you want, and the jurors look at you and say, yeah, right, guys. Did you hear him? He said there's no law requirement to file income tax. I would hold it for my paycheck. I file income tax, don't you? Oh, sure, Charlie, I do. Dave, me too. Nancy, we all do. What if guy get off saying he doesn't have to file income tax? Where'd he get off on that? See, that's why he convicts you to go to prison. But now, when the law is right there straight, to see by the jury from government's own official legal websites, you think they're going to want to show the jury? How much? You think they want to show to the jury a case of Gould versus Gould? Yeah? What does it say? Oh, wow. Look at this. Jurors, look at this. Just like you said, you know? I look at the attachment here. Supreme Court says in the interpretation of tax, statute of levy income taxes, it is the established rule not to extend the provisions by implication beyond the clear and portable language used or to a larger operation.
So
all the jurors, so you're not going to go to prison, number one, right?
So can a tax court
clear on that
issue
first?
Can a tax court give you prison time?
No. No.
Okay.
All good to the end.
But he argues,
let me explain
to
you.
He argues the definition.
Hold on. Wait, let me answer your question first. Hold on. Let me answer your question first.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me answer your question. IRS comes out to either civilly for money or criminally in prison. Father or not father, makes no difference. It's very rare that come out to give a criminally, period. 99.9999% of the time, it's all civil money. Tax courts cannot put anybody in prison. It's only civilly for money. Okay? So for that, it got to be a special criminal case. Go ahead with the next question now.
Well, I was just pointing out, though, that, I mean, he argued, and I know you've said in the past that they're not going to let you argue this. They're going to just call it frivolous. But, you know, he used the definition.
I don't know who that he is. Look, hold on. I cannot give you exactly what that guy did because that guy was not me. It was not my guy. He argued something they claim. You've got to read the court case. As smart as you clearly are, Casey, I can see that you're smart. You need to go read the court case. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I didn't read the court case. I just
these court cases
read.
Don't matter according to the IRS. Did you know that? According to the IRS, Internal Revenue Manual, I have it memorized. I'll put it up next time. The IRS says IRA manual, like 4.18 something. I got to look it up next time. I'll show you. But it's there. IRS says that IRS does not have to go by anything except the law that's passed by Congress and U.S. Supreme Court decision. In lower level court cases, like the one IRS cites to you, the frivolous page, IRS says they only apply to that person in that case's particular facts, circumstances, and arguments only. That's what the IRS says. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. The only source of law is right. The law is passed by the legislature and the highest law court of the land, Supreme Court. And they're right. I agree with them. Because the lower decision courts are wrong all the time. That's why you don't go by the lower court decision, because it could be all saying opposite things. That's when the Supreme Court is there to clarify all those misunderstandings and confusion and different opinions. Okay? What else do you want to know?
Okay. I actually did read the case. And, you know, he had great arguments. He had all the arguments that you talk about. And
who's
they
he?
Still,
what's
this
that
is,
case? Give me the case. I'll look at it right now. What's the case? Who's he?
It's Winuck versus W-N-U-C-K versus
Commissioner. W-N-U-C-K versus?
Commissioner. And it's 170.
170?
I think I went... Yeah, I think I went to Cornell Law or something and read the...
Okay. Now, let me tell you about that whole thing, by the way. Here's the thing you don't know. You mentioned something that IRS and media keeps putting out. You say, when the IRS comes after you. No.
Yes.
That's an assumption when they take me to court.
But I think it's an assumption people have to make.
Nope. No. That's what the IRS wants you to believe. It's not true. I'll show you right now. Look at this. Okay? You go to my Odyssey channel, okay? And type in on the – you go first from the homepage of Odyssey channel, go to content on the top. When you go to content, you can on the bottom right on search, type in 99.9 and hit enter. You get these two videos, okay? Great news. The IRS has decided to leave 99.9% of non-files alone. This is a short version, 9 minute, and longer, 52-minute version, okay? Here's the long version, the short one, okay? In this video, I cover this issue from IRS's own auditors, stated that IRS as far as back as 2016 or before decided to leave repeat non-filers basically alone. Right? The internet's not working. I don't know why it's not working. Hold on, guys. I don't know why it's not working. But hopefully we'll come. Let's try it again. Let me refresh it. There's a report you see on there back in 2017. It shows, I'll tell you, if I can bring it up, I'll bring it up. But you can see it for yourself. Check it out. For some reason, my computer's not working on that. But the report shows this. Back in 2009 and 10, IRS used to come after a million or so regular, repeat, non-filers like me. And it's been that way for decades, from 1960s and forward. And that's what the IRS, everybody, think they know, because that is what the IRS was for decades. Just like the communist system, about 1918, for 50 years, it was a powerful communist Joseph Stalin entity. But slowly in 1970s, the Soviet Union started a economic collapse, which ended up in 89. The collapse really started happening. About 91, it completely collapsed. Because centrally controlled top-down structures are based upon fear and control do not work. They against laws of nature and God. They do not work long term. They implode. And that's what's going on right now with the IRS as well. So what happened is the IRS, I know it's not coming on the screen. Sorry about that. Let me try the other video. Why it's not working. I don't know why this is that. I'm having trouble loading on my computer to show them. But we'll see. Let's try it again. So in the chart, you see that. By 2009 and 10, over about a million repeat non-filers that come after like me. By 2016, the number was down to under 1,000. Under 1,000 in whole America. And since then, it's gone down more, not more. Now, I knew about this from my personal experience, but people are not calling me with the IRS problems like they used to. Remember, I've been doing this since 1992. I remember in the 1990s or in 2000 years, people got problems with the IRS. About 2011 onwards, IRS has come after people less and less and less and less and less. So, IRS has looked like they're falling apart. I didn't have it confirmed until about a month ago. I'm going to show you on the video name anyhow on my screen. Here it is. Here it is. It's called Great News. The IRS has decided to leave 99.9% of income tax non-filers alone. Full video and short version of both there. It's also Rumble and on BitChute. That's all there. So you got to look up for yourself. So the belief that the IRS will come after me, only it's a matter of when. When I end up in court, that's false. I just told you back in 2009, it was a million. Million. 2010 was a million. And 2016, less than 1,000. And believe it or not, since 16, IRS has gone down even further down. In fact, I do have something on my, here we go, on this issue, IRS has fallen apart, deception. Should it or not, I think it's on Stephanie. Yeah. Yep. Realize the IRS is mostly bluff. That is what you need, Casey. Step three. That's why it's there. Click on the cartoon. I got this page. You need to study this to show you. IRS is bluff. Okay? Because you'd think the IRS is the most powerful government agency that at any time can empty your bank account and steal your money if you do not file 1040 confession traps. So here we go. All the videos. Here is, look at this chart. This is from Taxpayer Advocate. Came out January of this year. IRS levies. That's taking your money by force. It's the top green line. Liens and seizures for 2010 through 21. Look at the year 2011. Second one from the top. 3.7 million IRS levies in 2011. Look at the bottom left. It's gone consistently down, almost consistently down. 2021 down to 305,000. That's over 90% drop. You see, after 2009 to 11, IRS has had a serious decline. Over 90%. This is not the IRS of your mommy and daddy. Or not IRS I used to remember. You see, but you don't need this taxpayer advocate service on the bottom right on page 94, figure 3.10. Just find this stuff and show it to you. You have to rely on me to tell you the truth. Because you know what? You know how many tax code judges are out there? Tax code judges. There's only 28. Only 28. They're all kind of tax 20, cases. So
what kind of judges?
Major corporate asset. Go look it up, yeah.
What kind of judges?
About what?
Oh, you said there's only 28 of, were they judges?
Tax court judges.
Okay. 28, wow.
28 human beings can handle all the cases coming out. Millions of Americans, when the IRS come after them, 28 human beings.
Yeah, so you've said in the past, and once you go into these courts, they're not going to
argue. Nobody wants to go to those courts. Hold on. When you join Restore Freedom Plan, that's why you want to join Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? Freedom Law School will protect you. I'll fight with you. All the responsibility emailed to you, right? You could sign
Would
mail
you
out.
Still do this, though? As a person, would you recommend anybody who is not part of Freedom Law School to stop filing?
Yes. It's your patriotic
duty.
You'd
still advise them to stop.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you, Casey. Do you believe in murder as rights?
No.
No. Do you believe it's okay to finance murder?
No. No, I know. No. I know what's going on.
Oh,
I mean,
know
they're
what
trying
you,
to
I
kill
know.
Us with
but
these
But you forget about it. Really, we don't think about it. We don't say, oh, let's not talk about that. No, I am. By paying the criminals, you're paying for them to be murdered. I don't want to be part of that. I don't know. You don't either, Casey. But I want to tell you this, brother, or son, I don't know how old you are. How old are you, brother, Casey? You're smart.
Oh, I'm 45.
45, okay. You see, I'll tell you this, brother, okay? You don't need to be afraid. The key problem is they use fear. Deception,
yeah, they do a
fear.
Good job of it, that's for sure.
They do a pretty good job. That's where my job comes in. You see, that's why what I do, if you go to my front page, what I say, I use this for carefully. Take these 7 steps to free yourself of IRS. Fear, deception, robbery, and slavery. But guess what? The fear is based upon deception. Deception. Deception is what creates all that. Once you study what I'm telling you more, you watch this video I told you, okay, you'll be free of all that deception, you know, that comes up. So I'm telling you, yes, there's 28 tax court judges. In fact, you heard all the callers tonight. What's her name? The first caller, Laura. She's a good example. She asked for a collection due process here in June of last year, right? And IRS in 6 months, did not even confirm the receipt of a request for hearing, which by law, which the tax court recognizes, they must give you by law, passed in 1998. They must give you. But IRS is so backed up with paper log. They're not even responding to these letters. They're not even opening up the envelopes, okay? So do you think they can handle huge numbers of people? No. They can't. They had a huge backlog. The cartoon here shows it to you. IRS has millions of backlog of paperwork. Envelope is not even opened up. Instead, the idiots, you heard her. Laura told you. I didn't send her in. She said, the IRS sent me a letter, a form letter saying, we got your change of address. But I've lived here for many years. I haven't changed my address. some idiot put shit out of there. So you got to get rid of this myth that IRS is God. So what you need, my friend, is a large dose of step two and three. You did some work on step one. You got to go step two and three. Two is you forget, my friend, that signing a 1040 income tax confession trap puts the IRS noose around your neck. That's how you empower the IRS to audit you. Yes, empty your bank account, steal your property, and put you in prison. Now, this is going to be topic next time, but I'll tell you just because I love your intelligent mind.
You see, and would you look into that Winnick versus the commissioner and maybe let us know.
It doesn't matter. The crooked tax court judge ruled against them because they're crooks. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I believe that.
One
thing I wanted to point out was they said that definition on the states being the District of Columbia, they said that implies to employee tax versus income tax, and I didn't understand that part. What the judge was saying.
Did the judge? Let me ask you. Read that opinion. Did he actually, that judge in that case, quote the law, 7701 definitions? But did he actually
quote the
language of A9 and 10 discuss it further? No. Is he supposed to know the unanimous Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould? This is a unanimous tax case in 1917. He should know that, right? He should know the language that in interpretation of tax laws, you know, there's no implying. Did he mention Gould versus Gould? No.
But you had said in the past, though, that people that do go to court, they are not allowed to argue those points, correct? Because they just call it a frivolous argument.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to keep talking about it, they're going to keep fining you.
Okay.
So the only place this would, the petition for the redress of grievance, that really only comes into play if you're to go to a criminal court.
In a criminal case, it works 100%. In civil case, it does not work 100%, but you're right. But guess what? Guess what? You see, you don't realize. You gotta remember, we are like the ants, the grasshopper video. If you go to my website, I think I can play this one, huh? You gonna love this one. This is a Hopper video, right? We got a Hopper video on our website. I think we do. Yeah, no, I don't. What do we call that thing? We have the Hopper. What do you call it? Grasshopper? No, I don't think we have it. Hold on, no. No. I don't think we have grasshopper. We don't have it. There's a movie called Ants. I think I'm going to try to bring it up on my website. You got to see this thing on YouTube. I can bring it up on YouTube. You got to watch this video from, because that'll really do that. Ants. Prophecy. Here we go. Bug's Life. Here we go. I'm going to play this for everybody. You'll love this. Can we do that? Can you play that for me? You hold on. My tech guy, we're going to put it on because this is what you're missing. This grasshopper in the movie called The Bug's Life.
Yeah, I've seen that one before.
Well, yeah, that's what's going on. There's way too many of us out there compared to the few that there are. They got you brainwashed thinking, but the grasshopper's going to get me. No, there's too many of you to come after you. That's what we got to discover, my friend.
I have to be sure because I've got three young kids and a wife that's looking at me like I'm crazy and not real pleased. So definitely I want to nail this down and know that I'm not making a mistake.
Good. Then I won't show the video to you. That's okay. He already sees the movie. Good. Then what you want to do is join Restore Freedom Plan because once you become a member, guess what? Freedom Law School will win for you, or if you lose, Freedom Law School will reimburse you. No risk. Now you got your wife and three children, the security you want. Is that what you want?
Hey, speaking of which, right? I can't send you a check or a money order, correct? Oh, I can send
That's
you
right.
a money order?
Correct. No, just cash.
But no check.
Or crypto. Correct.
So how do I get paid then if I run into trouble and you say, okay, we'll reimburse you? How would your students
receive their
money?
I'll send you money orders. I'll send a cash to mail. Same way people pay me, I'll send a cash to mail. Or crypto.
And this is – yeah. This is probably a bad question because I know the what if could go on forever. But what about – we know that there's a digital currency coming, a CBDC. That's just a matter of fact.
No,
it's
not.
When.
No, it's already here. It's already here.
Well,
come on, guys.
We've got our Bitcoin, but we've also got the government.
No, we already have digital currency.
And maybe they're trying to scare people.
It's called your credit card, your debit card, KC, come on. We already have it's called credit card, debit card. That is electronic digital currency already. What they do
we see that they're pushing hard to have a CBDC where there'll no longer be bank accounts. It'll just be through them.
No. They cannot legally get rid of Federal Reserve notes. That's still legally legal tender. They must still offer that. Okay. What they did is what you don't know, my friend. Well, silver was money in 1800s. The bank notes were common. Okay. And note was a receipt for the actual money, which was gold and silver. Back in 1930, they deliberately, they did an executive order by Roosevelt and told you to give your silver up, I mean gold up, and they give you silver only. By 1964, Johnson the crook said no more silver either. Meanwhile, back in 1930s and 40s, you got 10,000 and 100,000 bills still in circulation. Yes, Federal Reserve notes with a 10,000 or 100,000, you could buy everything cash. By the 1970s, they took them out. In the 70s, they took out 1,000 and 500 of bills out of circulation also. And then they passed laws saying, we're going to get the drug dealers. They use cash. So over $10,000, you must report out to the IRS, the government, that you have cash as much. And then they promoted credit cards and debit cards, electronic money. And $100 bill back then was worth something. Now it's worth a lot less compared to what it was late 70s. And now it's more convenient, electronic money. Many big businesses are saying, we don't even take cash. See, they do it that way by convenience. Young people, I knew a 30-year-old young man, he says, I never even paid a bill by mail. How do you address an envelope? He doesn't know how to address an envelope or write a check. So everything on my smartphone right here. Electronic already there. So by law, they must have it. They just want to make it inconvenient for you. Just like these days, change is inconvenient. Pennies, dime, nickels, quarters, I put them in the machine. Honestly, I do it. It's not worth the hassle. So they already have it, which is, by the way, you don't want to stop that? Maybe crypto is the money of the future for us. Crypto is the future money for freedom lovers. They cannot get rid of that. Number two. That's one reason you want to join the Short Freedom Plan, KC, for your children. You love your children, right? I know you do. You told me that.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Who is there to challenge this whole corrupt system? Who?
Children.
I am. Your children have a Satan surveillance number, by the way. Your children have a Satan surveillance number, misnamed social security number.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yes, because you were deceived, so was I. But my children do not.
They
do
not.
I get your next child a number. There's no law requiring anybody to have a number. Just made it difficult for you to operate without a number. Because without the number of the beast, you cannot open a bank account. Without a bank account, you cannot get credit cards, have a credit report, and you cannot, get on eBay or Amazon, sell anything, because to sell anything, you need to have a credit card acceptance and bank account, which depends on you having a surveillance number. You see, who's going to challenge all that? It could be challenged, but there's no one person that would get a direct financial benefit to do that kind of a lawsuit. No one.
Are you limited to working for yourself?
You know that I'm the only one.
You don't have a social security number.
You know I'm the only one that plans to challenge that. For your children and my children. When you join Restore Freedom Plan, Casey, I'll be fine for your three children, as well as mine.
Yeah, hey, Payman, I was asking,
yes.
Aren't you limited to just working for yourself if you don't have a Social Security number, bank account, those things?
It's much more difficult. You probably will not get a job at a big corporation, at a McDonald's or Burger King. Yeah, I agree. That's right. So you work for small mom-and-pop shops. That's right. And guess what? That's, I mean, that's
but they'd have to pay you cash.
That's right.
Yeah.
For right now, that's how it is. That's right. You think that needs to be challenged? Or you want to go on with that corrupt system? So eventually,
well, yeah, I hate it.
There's nothing you can do.
It's evil. I've got a Bible. My eyes are open. The truth has set me free.
Yes, exactly. Mark of the beast. You cannot buy or sell without it. By the way, I'm not a Christian. My wife is. But since early 1990s, you know who told me about this stuff? My Christian patriots like you. That is. That's why I call it what it is. It's a Satan surveillance number. You can buy and sell online. Amazon, eBay, right? Credit card. Well, many businesses are not taking your, at the Red Pill Expo, the convention center say we don't take cash or money order your checks. Only on the credit card, debit card. Okay. So who's challenging that? You want to support? You want to fight that system? Yes, but Casey, did you know the only one that's in your corner is me and all of our students in Restore Freedom Plan that are like-minded like you, brother? Did you realize that? So not only am I going to give you protection from IRS, 100% guarantee, they will not take your money, otherwise I'll reimburse you, but I'm going to put your money to these lawsuits that cost money. Yes, it takes money. We have the truth. We have the people. Don't have the money of the big elite banks. They're crooks. And you know that. We need money. Yes. To fight them, we got to have some money. You know that. How do we get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
Okay.
When I realized 30 years ago, I was 29 years old, Casey, Libertarian Party activist. I said, it's simple. Duh. Don't pay voluntarily. You don't have to pay income tax. Have more for yourself. And then put some of that money toward freedom causes. These freedom lawsuits. Freedom organizations that fall, you know, doing good things, right? Like challenging the whole election. They do all the election cheating stuff. They do whatever else. And also, how about the freedom candidates like Congress of Ron Paul, Texas? I mean, more Rand Pauls, more Ron Pauls, right? Well, we don't fund them because we don't have the money, because we've been paying our enemies voluntarily. But if we don't pay our enemies, now we can support and elect more Rand Paul, Ron Pauls to represent us to get our country back, right? Is that something you want to do? Or you want to just, you know, I would think,
well,
from what you're
honestly,
friend,
I don't really have faith in any of the parties right now. I see Ron Paul as probably what you're talking about, but I've heard a lot of people say Rand Paul is not that. But anyway, that's for a whole nother conversation.
Right.
Anyways,
Payman, right.
I got to run. I'll call in to the school and talk with
okay.
them.
Yes.
Thanks
yes.
for your help.
And by the way, you live in, where do you live? You said in Florida?
Washington. But Washington, but I don't work in
the
state. The
continent.
I work in California.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, I can help you a lot. If you live in the Washington state and work in California, okay, well, you have a state tax issue. I can help you with state and federal income taxes. So, but you're an intelligent father and husband, and you believe in God. You believe in doing the right thing. And you're doing your homework, and I applaud you for that. So what you want to do is it go to step 2 and 3? Could you do 7 steps? That will you'll get there. I mean, you once you get through step 2 a little bit more, the video's there, and step 3, you're gonna get a lot more confidence, and that's why I have them this order. And then step 4, I myself and our students, BDRs, we give more confidence. Step 5, you said you are familiar with it. Great about our petition.
Yeah, I've been
and
looking at this for a year. I've been looking at this for a year, and I got them to stop withholding from all the states and all the federal. But as I'm getting closer to that date, I'm starting to get the cold feet, thinking maybe I don't know what I think I know. So that's why I'm calling in.
You know, certain
like
part
I said,
of the seven
to get this nailed down.
Yeah, step two and three. I can tell from you step two and three on our website. You want to focus on those, my friend. You've done the other stuff, I can tell, which is good. Kudos to you. Step two, three, and four will give you the confidence and peace of mind and heart you need that you do the right thing for yourself and your family, my friend. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Payman. Have a good night.
You're welcome, my player. Good night.
Bye.
I think that's the end of the calls we have tonight, don't we? Okay. Very good. Guys, thank you. Thank you very much. I love you all for calling. Thank you for all for the call tonight. A lot of good questions. You know, it's delightful to be with people like you. You know, I enjoy really being involved with the most loving, good group of people in America. When you come to Restore Freedom Rally, you're going to meet people like yourself, love the truth. You feel like family, okay? So come in person if you can. Otherwise, watch online the Restore Freedom Rally at RestoreFreedomRally.org. So since they've gone for so long, I think I'm just going to answer your questions. I'm going to stop the live recording and bid you all a good evening. And I'll see you next Thursday night at the next recording of our Freedom Hour. And I look forward to meeting as many as you possible in person at the Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando, Florida, January 20th through 23rd. Okay. That was a long one, a lot of questions.
Oh, my God. That was the longest Freedom Hour I ever did.
Well, I forgot to tell you.
What?
Get ready.
Oh, no. The busy season?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how long was the longest Freedom Hour you ever had?
11:30.
In total? Really?
For real? Ask Steve. Ask Betty.
Wow.
Why did you hire all these people? Why does he want to train you so he can go home with his family? Let me go.
I know why.
Why do you got a single young man?
That's fine. I can stand it.
Well, see, I told you, I get you dinner. You better buckle up.
Yeah,
have some nutrition in there.
It's for your preparation, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is good. I mean, I'm glad I came before the busy season, you know?
But that's exactly why I hired you before the busy season. You chance to get comfortable with everything around here, what's going on.
Yeah.
Now that we're going to get going, you have you're much more comfortable, you're a lot more.
Yep.
You're going to have calls. You can see calls here and there, right?
Yeah.
For sure. You can do the job machine calls. Well, I had to hire you